This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is William Moore, William W-I-L-L-I-A-M Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Date seen is 1/22/13. Mr. Moore is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Overall, he has been doing well. He said that since he has stopped the Zantac, he is feeling better. His blood pressure seems to be stable. He is questioning whether he needs to continue on the hydrochlorothiazide. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. He said that if he does any activity, he does get short of breath. Sometimes he has a little bit of wheezing. He denies any fever, denies any chills, denies any nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. On examination, general appearance was normal. HNT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus, next COPD, next DJD. Clinical plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. I suggested that he continue his current medications. He is going to bring all his medications at his next visit. I have scheduled him for a pulmonary function studies. He will continue using his hypomethyl inhaler. He will call the office if he has any other symptoms. Follow would be in 3 months time or sooner if needed. Period. Next patient is Brian Geise, G-E-I-S-E, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, date seen is 1/22/13. Mr. Geise is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, needing refills on his medications. Overall, he has been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SMS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was benign, extremities, no edema. Impression number 1, history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, current ejection fraction is normal, next hyperlipidemia, next erectile dysfunction, next DJD. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He is due for yearly blood test, which would be scheduled. He will continue his other medications. Refills of his medications were given to him. He will be scheduled for a complete physical in the next several months. Follow would be in as scheduled in PRN. Next patient is Liselott Olsen, O-L-S-E-N, Liselott, L-I-E-S-E-L-O-T-T-E. Date seen is 1/22/13. Ms. Olsen is seen in the office today for the first time to establish care. She has been complaining of being dizzy and lightheaded. Sometimes she is wobbly. She states sometimes she gets vertiginous and she feels like the room is spinning around it. It has been happening frequently. She also complains of being nauseated. She states that she is nauseated almost every morning. She occasionally vomits. She denies any abdominal pain per se. She denies any complaints of any constipation or having any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible, regular atrial rhythm. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1, dizziness / lightheadedness / vertigo. Number 2, nausea / vomiting. Next, history of lung nodule. Next, history of ductal. Next, history of intra / extrahepatic biliary ductal dilatation / pancreatic cyst. Next, DJD. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. She was in the hospital last month. She had evaluation by neurology. She was also scheduled for a CCA and was supposed to see neurology but has not done it since she has been discharged from the hospital. Also, she was she also had a CAT scan of her abdomen which did show biliary ductal dilatation, but apparently she had a CAT scan done about a year ago, which also showed some biliary ductal dilatation, both intra and extrahepatic, and was recommended to have an ERCP, but she has not done that. The dilatation apparently seems to be about the same, with the same pancreatic cyst / mass. This was all discussed with the patient. She said that she has an appointment with gastroenterology next month. She was wondering if that was to talk about a colonoscopy. She denies any other symptoms. I have suggested that she keep her appointment. I have recommended that she would need an endoscopy / ERCP to further evaluate this biliary ductal dilatation as well as the pancreas. She had liver enzymes as well as pancreatic enzymes that was checked recently, which was unremarkable. I have not ordered any further testing. I have also recommended that she should have a CT angio of the head and neck and follow up with her neurologist. She will continue her current medications. Follow up would be in 3 to 4 weeks' time or sooner if needed. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll call the office, period. Next patient is Gail Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Gail, G-A-L-E. Date seen is 1/22/13. Miss Helen is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, needing refills on the medication. She has been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, HNT examination was normal. It was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, anxiety. Number two, tachycardia. Next, elevated blood pressure. Pre-implant is telling the patient about her symptoms. She is due for blood work, which would be scheduled. Did suggest that she had her heart is slightly tachycardic. I did recommend an EKG, but she became more anxious and refused to do it. She felt that any further testing would make her more aggravated and anxious, and her blood pressure would also climb. She said that she checks her blood pressure at home and it has been under very good control. She checks her pulse also, and it's usually in the 80s. It's because of the anxiety that she is this way. She does not want any other testing at this time. She says that she is going to come to the office to have her blood pressure monitored. She will bring her own monitor so that we can corroborate it. She will, if she has any further complaints of any chest pain or any shortness of breath or any palpitation, she'll go to the emergency room. She will follow up in 3 to 4 weeks' time or sooner if needed, period. Next patient is Lee Stouse, S-T-O-U-S-E, Lee, L-E-E. Date seen is 1/22/13. Mr. Stouse is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, wondering about his test results. He does complain of pain in the right lower back as well as in the lumbar region. He says that sometimes this pain is aggravated more so with activity or bending and stooping or turning. But sometimes when he drinks more fluid, the pain is much resolved. He denies any pain or burning urination. He denies any complaints of any blood in the urine. Denies any history of kidney stones. Denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was benign. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one. Hyperlipidemia / low HDL, next hypertension, next DJD, next low back pain. Pre-implant discussion about his symptoms, reviewed his blood test results, his triglycerides were slightly high, his HDL is slightly low. I've advised him to strictly follow low fat, low cholesterol diet, and do regular exercise, try to lose some weight, continue his current medications. Regarding his back, he will have a urinalysis done to evaluate for any hematuria. He will do back exercises. If his urinalysis is remarkable and his pain persists, I have recommended that we do a CT scan stone study to rule out a kidney stone. He will call us if he has any other complaints. He had a colonoscopy which showed some polyps, and he's supposed to have a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. All his other blood work was unremarkable. Follow-up would be in 3 months' time or sooner if needed, period. Next patient is Kurt Kofal, K-O-F-A-H-L, Kurt, C-U-R-T, date seen is 1/22/13. Mr. Kofal is seen in the office today with complaints of cramps slash pain in both the lower extremities, mostly in the calf. He said that it's mostly at night time. During the daytime when he's up and around, he's fine. At night when he goes to bed, or if he keeps his legs elevated, then he has these cramps. He gets better once he gets up and walks. It has been bothering him for almost 3 to 4 weeks' time. He was wondering if it's secondary to the cholesterol medication. Denies any other complaints. On examination, joint appearance was normal. HNT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance too was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity cramps slash pain. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Three, implant discussion about his symptoms. Had a long discussion with the patient. His hemoglobin A1C was checked, which is slightly elevated than what it was before. I strongly recommended that he follow a diabetic diet, do regular exercise, try to lose a few pounds, continue his current medications. He will continue on the cholesterol medication. I have advised him to keep himself well hydrated. We'll check his electrolytes. He will try to eat potassium-rich foods. Also, he will take a vitamin B12 tablet. He will call off if his symptoms are not improved. Follow-up would be in 3 to 4 weeks' time or sooner if needed. Period. Next patient is Roger Eichstead, E-I-C-H-S-T-E-A-D. Roger, R-O-G-E-R. Date seen is 1/20/13. Mr. Eichstead is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, complaining of soreness in the throat, also complaining of congestion as well as shortness of breath. He said the symptoms have been going on for almost 8 to 10 days. He did have some low-grade temperature in the beginning, but he now has a cough as well as congestion. He denies any chest pain or heaviness or pressure sensation. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination, throat was congested and inflamed. Ear was normal. Nose was congested. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance too was audible. Lungs is scattered bronchi slash rails in the right place, no wheezing, abdominal benign extremities, no edema. Impression, bronchitis, rule out pneumonia. Treatment plan discussion about his symptoms. Chest X-ray was done and reviewed. I put him on doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day, as well as the Madrol dose pack. He will continue other medications. The call office is not feeling any better. Follow-up would be in 6 to 8 weeks time or sooner if needed. Period. Next patient is William Trombley, T-R-O-M-B-L-E-Y, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, date seen is 1/22/13. Mr. Trombley is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, needing refills on his medications. He has not been seen in almost a year. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was benign, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus, insulin dependence, number two, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD, three implant discussion about his symptoms, hemoglobin A1C as well as random sugar was checked. His random sugar was 340, his hemoglobin A1C was 11.2, this was discussed with the patient. He said that he's been taking his insulin, but he's not checking his sugars. I have advised him to monitor his sugars. He will take the Lantus insulin in the night time. He will take the glucotrol in the morning. He will monitor his sugars, keep a log of it, continue other medications. I have advised him to strictly follow a diabetic diet, do some regular exercise, routine labs would be repeated. Follow-up would be in 6 to 8 weeks' time or sooner if needed, period. Next patient is Mark Koprowicz. K-O-P-R-O-W-I-C-Z, Mark, M-A-R-K, date seen is 1/22/13. Mr. Koprowicz is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Overall, he is doing somewhat better, but does state that he has lost a few pounds. His wife was much concerned, said that he has been having significant sweats at night time. Also, he's very irritable. I'm very tired and fatigued, feels like no energy, has decreased libido. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance too was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, weight loss. Number two, hypothyroidism. Next. Feeling tired slash fatigue slash Night sweat, screen sun. Next, history of mild sleep apnea. Screen sun discusses the patient about his symptoms. In view of his symptoms, I have recommended that he see endocrinology. His last TSH was unremarkable. He will continue other medications. Also, I have recommended that he follow up with the sleep lab so that he can be titrated with the CPAP in view of his sleep apnea. Follow up would be in 3 to 4 weeks' time or sooner if needed. Period. End of dictation.